You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. It's hour two on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Charles Barkley will join us. A few things to talk to Charles about. More than a few things. You got the LIV Tour, the possibility of him joining the LIV Tour, but also the somewhat breaking news. Maybe it's spraining news. Woj had a bomb this morning where he said that the Celtics reached out to the Nets about the possibility of Jaylen Brown and some players for Kevin Durant. Just feels like it's a exploratory conversation here. Doesn't sound like anything is pending. And you have different reports here on just how serious the talks are. Now, keep in mind, there's also a report that the Miami Heat have had internal discussions about trading Bam Adebayo to the Nets for Kevin Durant, which isn't possible because you have Ben Simmons and they have similar contracts, so you can't have two of those types of contracts on the same team. Unless there's a third team involved in this, that can't happen. You can have all the internal discussions you want, but the Nets would then have to move Ben Simmons. This seems like it is real. I don't know how far down the road they are, but if you're going to give up Jaylen Brown, you're going to give up maybe Marcus Smart, maybe you give up Robert Williams, and some draft picks for Kevin Durant. Well, if I'm the Nets, I'm going to wait a little while. I'm not in any hurry right now. I'd like to wait maybe 3 weeks. Let me see where you stand with your roster. How do you feel about your roster? And same for the other teams. I mean, if I'm the Celtics are the favorites to win the championship this year, according to DraftKings. So why do I need Kevin Durant? Wonderful player. One of the top 15 players of all time. Do I give up Jaylen Brown because I know I'm not going to re-sign him in 2 years? Okay. You brought in Malcolm Brogdon. Love that. Got a little depth there. Got an actual point guard. Do you give up Marcus Smart? Who else do you give up here? Now I've got Jason Tatum. I've got Kevin Durant. What else do I have around you? That's the key. Do you still have enough to be better than the Milwaukee Bucks? Are you better than the Miami Heat? Are you better than the Sixers? Just to start in the East. Yeah, Seton.
Paul had a good point earlier, too, where he said, there's no guarantee that you're going to have Kevin Durant in 2 years, let alone Jaylen Brown.
Well, he's got a four-year deal.
He has a four-year deal with the Nets. You know, like, and he's not, it doesn't appear. I guess what I'm saying is, as risky it is to try to hold on to Jaylen Brown if you're the Celtics, who he might not sign a deal, you could acquire Kevin Durant, and 2 years from now, he'd be like, I don't want to be here anymore.
That is true with player empowerment here.
Seems more likely.
If I'm the Nets, I hold on to Kevin Durant. Get rid of Kyrie, hold on to Kevin Durant. and then see what you can have. Let KD actually establish himself on his own team. He wanted everything here. He got Kyrie, or Kyrie got KD. You got Steve Nash there. You made all the moves, at least, that you wanted, that you needed. Didn't work out. How about you just stay, and let's see what pieces you could get to add to it. But if you go to the Celtics are then depleted. Any team you go to, if you're Kevin Durant, you're going to deplete them. Rudy Gobert at least went to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They gave up draft picks. So you still have the core there that's going to be a playoff team this year. If Kevin goes to Phoenix or Miami or Boston, you're going to have to give up a lot. But if I'm the Nets, I would love to just say, hey, here's the deal. You want Kevin? We want Jason Tatum. Click. Because that's what you're going to hear on the other end from the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown is a nice player. Potentially a great player. Played well in the playoffs. But Kevin Durant, you'd be saying basically, here you go, Celtics, go win a championship. I need a little bit more in return than that. Yeah, see.
Do you have any question marks about Jason Tatum now after the way he ended last year?
I thought, and I said this, we were expecting too much. We expected him to be a great player. And I said it on the show a couple of times that it felt like he was in the easy pass lane going right to the Hall of Fame. And playoff basketball is just different. Now you're the focus. Now every game is magnified. Now everybody's watching, you know, every move that you make, asking you about it. Hey, what happened? Hey, what happened? Hey, you know, you didn't do this. Hey, turnover. You're setting the all-time record in turn. So everything is magnified. He's 24 years of age. I thought that they were asking too much. I thought the Celtics were a year ahead of schedule. And even though they got to the finals, it felt like they were a year ahead of schedule because they lack the maturity when you needed that down the stretch. You lack that. You needed somebody who knew what to do with the ball when you need them to get a basket, not make a turnover. But Jason Tatum, I love what that future holds for him. But I thought that it was unfair to put him in a category of he's amongst the five best or whatever players in the NBA right now. Yeah, Morf.
In 10 years, it seems like this might be one of those 2012 Thunder or 95 Magic. Like they're so young. They got to the finals, but they lost. And look what they can do. And, you know, they trade Jaylen Brown. And in 10 years, we'll be saying, God, they were 24 and 25.
Yeah.
And they blew it up.
Yeah. I don't know how Jaylen Brown takes this. Because that would be like, you know, do you walk in? Do you call somebody and you say, am I expendable? And that's where the Celtics might, you know, I don't know what that conversation would be like with Brad Stevens.
Hey, listen, okay, we all are, aren't we? I mean, hey, who here really is safe, huh? I mean, hey, I think every day I might be cut.
But then Jaylen Brown can go, well, Jason Tatum's not expendable. Wait, that guy's not expendable. Why am I expendable?
What about that guy?
Yeah. Yes, Todd?
But it depends what he thinks of himself. If he considers himself 1A and 1B as far as him and Tatum, as opposed to 1 and then just below him, that's a big tell as to where he thinks he should be as far as staying with the team.
I just don't know if he's capable of being the guy on a team. Because he came out of Cal, and not many people knew about him. And it felt like he was, you know, at a high-end level two guy. I don't know if he's a one. I don't know if he's one of those guys you're going to build around. But he's just a really good player. He might be Chris Middleton in Milwaukee. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's an all-star. But if you're going to trade Kevin Durant, what are you getting in return? And can you be competitive? Because this isn't a charity case. If you're the Nets, where you go, who could we help out? Let's help out the Lakers with Kyrie and the Celtics with KD. That's not the way it works. Now, eventually you go, okay, let's look at my report card. Oh, boy, I got a F, I got a D, and a C minus here. Now, you're going to get some players, younger players. Do they want to play there? That's another thing. But if Kyrie would end up in Brooklyn and these Celtics players who didn't get along with Kyrie in Boston and vice versa, and all of a sudden they would be coming to Brooklyn. You got to factor that in as well. Yeah, Paul.
I'm really curious how this is playing in Boston and sports radio, because I'll bet you Celtics fans are not excited about this possibility. Remember a bunch of years ago, wasn't it like 2016? They had that team with Isaiah Thomas and young Rozier and young Marcus Smart,
yeah.
And they were cooking. And then they said, let's bring in Kyrie Irving, and they started regressing. They started going the wrong way when they brought in the big-time star.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a bad taste in your mouth where you're like, we overachieved this year. We got this new head coach, this great our entire team, except for Horford, is young. Let's roll with this for a while before we blow it up.
You're the favorites to win the title.
Right.
You don't have to do anything.
Unless, but then you go back to teams like the different sport, the Alex Smith thing. Hey, we were good. We made the playoffs. Our quarterback made the Pro Bowl alternate. Let's draft Patrick Mahomes and see if we can improve, which is how sports are now. How can we improve?
If I'm Boston, I stand pat. I just do. I pass up on that opportunity here. Plus, you know, but getting KD is different than getting Kyrie. Kyrie wanted to prove to everybody, hey, I can run my own team here. Hey, I don't want to be anybody's little brother here. That's why he wanted out of Cleveland. He wanted to go to Boston to prove that he could be a leader and be his own team. This could be my team. And he's not a leader. Yes, Eden.
He just, for such a talented player, he's kind of become a, like, too much trouble, it feels like, Kyrie.
Yeah, but then you have KD. KD seems restless. Now, when you think about it, you know, all right, I'm in Oklahoma City. We're not going to beat Golden State. All right, I'm going to join Golden State. I'm going to go to Brooklyn. We're not going to beat Boston. I'm going to go to Boston. Not that he said he's, you know, wants to go there, but that might be where he ends up. Yeah, Paul.
If Durant joins the Celtics, we have to make these shirts. If you can't beat them, join them. We got to make that shirt first.
Mm.
That could be the shirt.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. See what you're doing there. Poll question, Seton. What are we going with today?
Well, for the first hour, Dan, we threw up a better
duo. You threw up?
Yeah, literally threw up all over.
Well, it was your birthday on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's still my birthday month.
Yes, it is.
Better duo, Durant Tatum or Brown Tatum? 71% have Durant Tatum. Maybe I should have put more successful.
That's not good.
That wasn't worded properly, was it?
No, that's not.
I have a couple of sidebar.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
No, go ahead. You have something?
No. I was kind of mocking.
The reporters' exchange with Philly's Nick Castellanos.
All right.
Was a stupid question or a stupid answer?
All right. So the reporter is Jim Salisbury, and he works in Philadelphia. And Nick Castellanos was asked a question. If the fans were booing, and here is Jim Salisbury asking him.
Did you hear the blues there when you struck out and they played the game there?
No, man, I lost my hearing.
So you didn't hear it?
Come on, man, that's a stupid question.
Why is it a stupid question?
Can anybody else answer that for him? Anybody? Yeah, man, that's a stupid question.
It's not a stupid question. If it's a stupid question, you should be equipped to answer it.
All right, I did answer it.
All right. The answer should be able to handle a stupid question.
We got the answer.
But that doesn't
good.
Mean that I can't say that it's a stupid question.
It wasn't a stupid question. It's a legit question.
If I heard the booze, that's a rhetorical question. Of course it's a stupid question.
Did you hear the booze?
That's a stupid question.
We got the answer. We're good. Thanks, guys. We're
then
close.
You should be able to handle a stupid question.
I did.
Okay. So the reporter doesn't come off well here. He's got his finger pointing at Nick Castellanos. The question should have been phrased better. What did you think when you heard the boos? That's all. That's it. Did you hear the boos? Well, he knows that he's getting... 10,000 people are booing you. You're going to hear that. What did you think when you heard the boos? Then you might get a answer. You know, your goal is to get an answer of him hearing the boos. Did you want a confrontation? Because it felt like that. Now, I've been in press conferences in situations like that, and it does get heated, and somebody does ask a question, and somebody wants you to engage with them. They want to incite you. You know, I've witnessed it. But in a situation like that, did you hear the boos? Nick Castellanos could have said, yeah. Then the reporter would have said, well, what'd you think? So why not ask that in the first place? Just ask a better question.
Because then even if he says, oh, I didn't hear the boos. You didn't hear 10,000 people booing you? Really?
Yeah, Marv.
Was there ever a reporter that you worked with or, you know, was a colleague of, when they came in, you would always think, here comes the BS. Like, they're going to ask a question that's going to upset the player or anything like that. Or they were looking for a reaction out of the player.
No. I mean, back when I first started, newspaper reporters were really powerful. And then they started to lose their power. As SportsCenter started to rise, you know, the reporters weren't as impactful. But I didn't think anybody was purposely trying to agitate. I got to New York at the very end of Dick Young's life. He was a legendary columnist with the New York Daily News. And he was not afraid of being a flamethrower. But for the most part, I don't remember somebody that I went, uh-oh, here we go. Yes, Todd.
Did you ever ask someone that ticked somebody off and you just ruined it for the entire press corps? And like, thanks a lot, Dan, or they gave you a dirty look. Now none of us are going to get our quotes because you set this guy off.
No. See? It was a yes, no. Yes, yes, no question.
That's what happens.
See what happens?
You like, never asked a question that upset the player or coach?
Yeah. No, because you know, you want to be respectful to those who are doing their jobs. But no, I didn't go, boy, I'm going to get you here. If I would get you, it'd be one-on-one, not in a group setting. Yeah, Paulie.
I wish the player from the Phillies, Castellanos, would have just stayed with it and played it like, played it straight. Like, no, I didn't hear it. You didn't hear those? No, I didn't. They were booing. There's 4,000 people booing when you struck out to end the game. Sorry, I didn't hear it. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Just played it deadpan the entire time and gave him nowhere to go.
I would have just went, huh? What? Huh? What? Hey,
did you hear the boost? No, I lost my hearing. He goes,
okay. Stupid question? Todd?
Yeah, poorly worded / stupid, yeah.
All right. Satan?
Extremely.
Marv?
Absolutely.
All right. Paulie?
He whiffed on the question.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
All right. 100%er.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep. We only ask great questions.
Nick Castellanos here. Joining us tomorrow at 10:30.
Not Jim Salisbury. All right. We're going to take a break. Charles Barkley set to join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Link Soul, ready to help you. Summer's here. Record high temperatures. Playing golf yesterday. You got to be cool when you're walking. And, well, I was cool in more ways than one. Not my golf game, but the Link Soul Boardwalker AC collection is going to keep you cool everywhere you go. Link Soul has taken its most technical fabric, specifically designed to be moisture wicking, quick drying, and using laser technology to add precision cut perforations that give maximum airflow. Featured in the Boardwalker AC short, Saturday workout short, even the classic chino, the AC technology comes in every style that you need. Fritzy, are you wearing the Boardwalker shorts today?
I am. I got my shorts on.
Okay. Temperatures aren't coming down anytime soon. That doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your comfort. When you're moving around, having a great time this summer, Link Soul's Boardwalker AC collection. See the entire summer collection at linksoul.com, linksoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Waiting for Charles Barkley to join us. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter, available every day at 6 Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. It is the newsletter that kind of recaps everything that's happened during the show. DanPatrick.com. Put your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner, you're good to go. Our stat of the day brought to you by Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I had a couple of numbers here. Aaron Judge hit his 37th home run as the Yankees blank the Orioles. He has matched Shohei Ohtani for the most home runs through the end of July since Chris Davis of Baltimore hit 38 in 2013. The only Yankees to hit more home runs before the end of July, Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, and Babe Ruth, who did it twice.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
He's the Hall of Famer, TNT Inside the NBA analyst Charles Barkley joining us on the program. Few things to talk about. We'll get to the Live Tour here in a moment. Your thoughts on the possibility that the Celtics and Nets could complete a trade that KD would go to Boston in exchange for Jaylen Brown and a few players and some draft picks?
Well, it depends on what they're giving up. I mean, KD, I think everybody wants KD. We can be sure of that. But it just depends on what you have to give up. I mean, if you're just giving up Jaylen Brown and some draft picks, you do that deal right away. But like I say, they got to want more than that, or they don't know what the hell they're doing in Brooklyn.
What if you just say to KD, we're not trading you? Like, you got a contract.
They should have did that already, because that team, they're in the conversation the way they structured. You know, because Kyrie's got to play well next year to get a new contract. You know, we don't know what Ben's going to do, but wait, when Ben was healthy, he was a heck of a player. I like the offseason additions. I would tell, hey, KD, we're not trading you. We might have the best team in the Eastern Conference. And he's going to have to say, I don't want to play with Kyrie.
Yeah.
Because it's really ironic the day after Kyrie bought in, that's the day he released, I want to be traded. So that would actually bring a lot of things into the light. If he says, hey, you guys trade Kyrie, I'm back in. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but it sounds like he just had enough of Kyrie. That's my honest opinion.
And how ironic would this be if KD would go to Boston and those players who played with Kyrie in Boston would then be shipped to Brooklyn to have to play with Kyrie?
Yeah, man, it would be like, listen, whatever team KD go to going to be a contender. Can they win it? We don't know that. It depends on what you're giving up. But if I'm any team in the league, I'm like, if I got a chance to get Kevin Durant, I might go for that.
And I thought Golden State would make a run at this, and maybe they do because they do have the pieces, or at least it feels like they have some young players, some depth there. And if you're Golden State, would you make a run at KD to try to win a couple more championships here?
Well, I think the two things. Number one, I love their young players, you know, but what are you going to have to give up? Like, if I'm Brooklyn, you give me Wiggins, Kuminga, Wiseman, Poole, because their draft picks ain't going to be any good.
Yeah.
But if you give me Wiseman, Kuminga, maybe even Moody or Wiggins, one of those two, I might give me four good young players because, you know, Golden State, man, they're going to need those young players to play well going forward because their core is getting old. And Wiggins was the second best player on that team in the playoffs. So, like I say, it just depends on what you got to give up to get KD, to be honest with you, Dan.
Draymond Green had a tweet over the weekend where he said he was watching the Bulls against the Utah Jazz, 1997. He said we would crush the Jazz by 40 and we would, you know, beat the Bulls. But he did say it's kind of crazy to compare, you know, eras here. I mean, I'm not surprised he would say that the 2017 Warriors would beat the Bulls. If he said we couldn't, then I would think that would be interesting or headline news here. But we get into these discussions all the time.
That, Dan, I don't get into those discussions because I think it takes, you know, and I think when guys get on the radio and TV and say, who's better, LeBron or Michael, that's just lazy journalism. That's just trying to get stoke buyers out there to get idiots and fools to call into your radio show. Listen, the Warriors, I love what they do, but them little bodies they got, they wouldn't last in the 70s and the 80s. No disrespect. You know how many, think about this, Dan. Let's be realistic. You know how much I love Steph Curry, correct?
Yeah.
You think he could take that beating that Michael got against the Bad Boys Pistons? Come on, Dan, please stop it. I mean, the game was just so much more physical. And I'm not talking, hey, listen, these guys are great today. They're great today. Everybody think every time you criticize them, you're like the old guy, get off my lawn. I'm just saying, when I watched that Last Dance, first of all, I played during that generation. I tell people, when you played against those Bad Boy Pistons, you had to call your family and say, just in case I never see you again, I want y'all to know we're good. I love y'all. Because those boys are out there trying to hurt people. So that's the thing you can't compare. Like, yeah, today, you know how many free throws Michael Jordan would shoot today compared to how many? I mean, James Harden's a great player. He shoots 12 a game. I mean, but you just can't compare us because of the physicality.
Yeah, but Isaiah survived the physicality, and Steph is similar in size to Isaiah.
No, those guys don't play alike. Isaiah Thomas is one of the toughest guys ever played in the NBA. Do not compare them to. I told y'all that.
I mean, size-wise.
No, but not physicality. There's a difference. He plays, like Isaiah Thomas went through the wars. I mean, Isaiah, remember when he got hit in the face by Karl Malone and broke his whole face? But no, Isaiah Thomas played a totally different game. And let me tell you something. As great as Steph is, Isaiah, that would have been a great matchup right there. That would have been a great matchup.
I'll give you Isaiah or Steph as your point guard.
Well, I thought that when Steph won the championship this year, that moved him to the table with Isaiah. You know, because I held those two with KD against him a little bit. But now he's this is the second time he's led a team to the championship. So I moved him to the table. When you look at levels in the Hall of Fame, this moved him to the table with Isaiah Thomas.
Talking to Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, TNT Inside the NBA analyst. How would you sum up this past week with the rumors about you joining the LIV Tour?
It's been very stressful. Not going to lie to you. It's been tough. I'm not going to lie. It's hard sitting back hearing everybody because I don't know anything, to be honest with you. I met with Greg. He asked me, was I interested? I said, of course I'm here. I wouldn't have dinner with you if I wasn't interested. And I'm waiting for them to make me an offer, I guess. But that's all I know so far. But it's been very stressful on me.
What are you factoring in with your decision?
Well, man, I love TNT. I love Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq and everybody who works down there. But if those dudes do something crazy at me, I have to listen. I mean, listen, and I'm not going to get on here and say it's not about the money. Of course it's about the money. I think a bunch of the LIV guys, they're so terrified to say it's about the money. It's all right to... everybody's taking a job for money, you know, but they're so afraid that, first of all, people are going to talk bad about you anyway, a certain percentage, but most people I talk to, my close confidant, they're like, no, man, you got to sit down with them, listen what they are offering, and before you, I know you love TNT, but, you know, they're giving guys $200 million, $150 million, $125 million. I'd be stupid not to listen to that conversation.
What kind of offer do you think that it would take for you to leave?
Oh, it would be astronomical.
But like what?
Well, Dan, I'm blessed to make a lot of money.
But let's say you made $25, $30, $40 million a year. Am I in the ballpark of what you expect to get or you think they'll offer?
I don't know the answer to that question. They know how much money I make. So, because, you know, I have to factor in this. Okay, there's a couple things. Number one, I have 3 years left on my TNT deal, okay? And I'm probably gonna lose all my commercials. So those are two big things. If I had to lose my TNT gig, that would hurt me a lot, but I'm also gonna lose my commercials. And listen, let's be realistic. I'm not sure how the public is gonna get about as far as the commercial thing. I might not get commercials anymore. So it's a lot that goes into it, but man, I love my job, but I had to take the meeting.
What did TNT say about you staying there and doing both?
We have not had any conversations, not one. To be honest with you, Dan, they've been very quiet. But I see, this is the thing. LIV has not offered me anything. So everything is really just speculation right now. Like I say, we just had dinner. He asked me, was I interested? I said, yes. And he says, I'll get back to you. And I'm planning a pro-am Thursday up in New Jersey. But like I say, I'm not, unless they come at me with something crazy, I'm not leaving TNT. I love my job at TNT.
What's the criticism that hurts the most?
Oh, that's no criticism. I don't do with this selective prosecution about things, the public. You know, everybody picks and chooses. I just think it's funny they're more worried about civil rights in Saudi Arabia, a place 99.9% of people in the United States have never been. And all of a sudden they're worried about civil rights in Saudi Arabia. That kind of gives me a chuckle. I say, you don't worry about civil rights of people here in the United States. But all of a sudden, when guys start taking money, they're like, well, I'm worried about civil rights in Saudi Arabia. And that just makes me laugh. I says, why don't y'all get worried about civil rights here in the United States? Let's worry about that before we worry about what's going on in Saudi Arabia.
I I understand what you're saying about Saudi Arabia and China. And I know you're a Nike spokesperson. And, you know, with Nike in China, I think the Saudis with 9/11 hits home with people, for a lot of people. I think that's different. You know, people haven't been to China, won't go to China, haven't been to Saudi Arabia, won't go to Saudi Arabia. 9/11, where 15 of the 18 involved in 9/11 were Saudis.
Yeah.
That's the criticism.
Well, from the 9/11 families.
Yes.
And they have the right to say that, and I understand that. But I don't think the rest of America is thinking like that. But I listen, that's a fair criticism for the 9/11 families. That was the worst day in United States history. And I understand that. But I don't think it's fair for them to pin all that on these golfers. That's not fair. I mean, our government still does business over there. And then you talk about these people who ain't never been to China, they buying up all this Chinese stuff. So don't act like, you know, they're going to take the moral high ground. I mean, we can't even get a car in this country because all the chips are made in China. So I don't want to have selected. Like, I understand the 9/11 families, they have the right to have their opinion, but I don't think it's fair to blame these golfers who are just trying to play golf. You know, they're not making a political statement. So, hey, I understand it, but these guys, hey, they're independent contractors. And they have to make money any way they want to, and it's up to them.
I keep hearing, but I haven't really heard a true answer, and that is we're growing the game. Live Tour is growing the game.
We've reached out to
Greg Norman, and he might join us coming up next week. I just want to know, because you're fracturing the PGA Tour, how is the Live Tour, and I'm not talking about you, I'm saying the Live Tour is fracturing the PGA Tour. How does that grow the game of golf?
Well, I think they have some interesting concepts. They talked about, you know, the main proponent of the Live Tour is the team aspect. So I think, and I know that the PGA Tour is actually trying to start a team competition. Live just got a head start on them. And also at their tournaments, they're really trying to bring in a younger demographic. You know, we talked about at the dinner that the average age of a PGA fan is like 60, 61. You know, this will be my first time going to a tournament. You know, they play loud music. They have people having fun. They're trying to reach to a younger demographic. So I think that would grow the game if they get to a younger demographic because, you know, golf is, we can't survive on old fans. So like I say, I don't judge these guys for taking the money. Like I say, criticisms come with it. I mean, that's criticisms come with everything. But for me personally, I'm glad I took the meeting. I'm looking forward to playing golf with a couple of my friends Thursday, and I'm just going to play golf. It has nothing to do with politics, anything like that. And if anybody get mad, they'll get over it.
But you also look at, there has to be an asking price, right? You said, hey, this is about the money, right? Is that what this is going to be based on? If Greg Norman comes back and says, here's our offer.
Well, listen, okay, let me get an example. I know most of the numbers that's been reported. I know, you know, somebody say Phil Mickelson got $200 million. I'm like, you take that money. Somebody said Dustin Johnson got $150 million and Bryson and Brooks. I'm like, $150 million to play golf 15 times a year? I have no problem with those guys taking that money. And if they offer me something crazy, I'm going to take it too.
What's crazy?
Well, consider how much money I make now, it would take a really huge number for me to give up my life right now. I mean, I'm not going to give up my life for... I don't like talking about how much money I make.
Okay, so let's say you make $20 million total, endorsements, okay. And TNT.
That's fair.
That's fair. I might be a little high on that. Let's say.
Well, just for the record, you're not. Okay. Let's get that out of the way.
Okay. All right. So I'm in the ballpark. Right?
Yeah. You, number one, you're sitting on the front row, bro.
Okay. All right. So let's say they come back and they go, we're going to triple it.
And let me tell you, well, next time, if they triple it, and next time I'm on your show.
Yeah.
The first question better be, Charles, what are we celebrating at tonight? That should be your first question. That should be your first question if they triple what I'm making now. Your first question should be, hey, Charles, where's the party tonight? And then you can ask me a second question after that.
Okay, but you're more valuable than some of these golfers who are getting – I think you're the most underpaid analyst in sports. You're already generating publicity for the LIV Tour, and you're not even on the LIV Tour. And if so you're more valuable than Bryson DeChambeau or Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson, I mean, that's where – if it's not $60 million, then what are you doing? I mean, you're worth that.
I said, Dan, I'm just sitting back waiting. I'm just sitting back waiting. They haven't offered me anything.
I can't believe they haven't made you an offer. If Greg Norman sat down to dinner with you in Atlanta at that Italian restaurant.
Dan, if he made me an offer, I would have made a decision by now.
Well, he might have made an offer and you go, nope, you're going to have to do better than 50.
Well, I'm saying, I don't. I'm not in a rush. I got a job.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But listen, Dan.
Okay, what's your role on this tour? You don't have a TV deal.
Well, they're going to get a TV deal. I'm pretty sure of that.
With who?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I'm pretty sure they're going
to
get a
Greg
TV
Norman
deal.
Had to tell you that. You had to say,
no, he didn't.
Greg, where are we going to be able to have people see us?
Well, I'll tell you what's really funny. This is how full of crap everybody is. Number one, there's no doubt in my mind TV networks are calling him. They're just afraid to pull the trigger.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you how I know the answer to that question. When the story broke that I was going to meet with Greg, I had 15 or more prominent announcers call me saying, Chuck, I've been talking to Liv. We're scared to pull the trigger. The only one who's actually pulled the trigger is David Faraday.
Yeah.
So I know they've been talking to 10 to 15 to 20 big time. I'm not talking about no local dudes. I'm not talking about no regional dudes. I'm talking about some of the most famous announcers in the world. Call me privately, says, Chuck, what do you think? I said, yo, man, when they make me an offer, I will be the first to let America know. But they haven't offered me anything. They said, man, we are terrified to go first. And the only guy had the stone to go is David Faraday. But they're talking to, so I know, like I say, he did not tell me a TV deal was imminent, but he says we're talking to networks, and I think they will get a deal. I think they will get a deal by the end of this year. I truly believe that.
What's the time frame? Did Greg Norman say when I'll get back to you?
Well, I'm going to get him a deadline.
What's that going to be?
The deadline's going to be Thursday.
Okay.
I'm planning a pro-am Thursday.
When you get ready to tee up, will you know what your future is with the LIV Tour?
No, I don't think he's going to walk up to me. I don't even know if I'm playing morning or afternoon. But at some point, we're going to talk. Okay. I'm not going to keep TNT in limbo.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't think it's fair to them. And you said something interesting. They've gotten plenty of play out of me coming to play up there Thursday. So I'm not just going to be no show pony. Well, hey, y'all, I got y'all pub for a week. Don't be wasting my time. I'm not going to waste y'all time. But when I leave New Jersey Thursday night, when I leave the golf course, if I don't have an offer in hand, it's over.
Good luck.
Good luck. What y'all need luck for?
I've seen your golf game. You were terrible in Tahoe.
Dan, you did not pay attention. I was great in Tahoe.
Oh, my God. You're entertaining. You're not. Your golf game is not any good.
If I played great. And I said, how about this? I had three people said, Dan, can you please get Dan Patrick back out here? Three people said
okay.
That to me.
Well, now you're going to be making serious money at the LIV Tour, and now we can play for some real money. As Tiger once said to me, we'll play for whatever makes you nervous.
Dan, first of all, Chuck ain't going to get nervous, okay? Chuck is not going to get nervous. I can promise you that.
Don't go third person on me.
I like doing that sometimes.
No, it's not good. It's not a good look.
Okay. I apologize, America. You should never refer to yourself in the third person. I was 100% wrong then.
Great to talk to you. But
all right, brother.
No, good luck. I know you're struggling with this, and you know there'll be fallout. But
yes, there will be fallout.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, brother.
All right, that's Charles Barkley. We'll take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust, you can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game, bro.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And there's a fly ball to left field, and it is gone. Mookie Betts' career 200th home run, his 22nd of the season, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Mookie Betts, that's Charlie Steiner with the call, AM 570, LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. He has 20 or more home runs in a season 6 times. That's since 2016. Mookie Betts, one of my favorite players. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about, with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. I appreciate Charles coming on, and he's always been honest. I've known him for 30 years now, I think, maybe longer. But, you know, he says, I'm waiting for them to make me an offer. He has a Thursday night deadline there. He's going to play in the Pro-Am, and you're going to have a lot of relatives of those who lost loved ones at 9/11 that are going to show up outside this golf tournament here. So Charles says that his deadline is Thursday, hasn't received an offer, but he doesn't want to keep TNT in limbo. I'm surprised on a couple of fronts here. That TNT hasn't reached out, hadn't said anything. And also that the LIV Tour, Greg Norman meets with Charles in Atlanta and they have dinner and he doesn't give him an offer right there. So here we are 5 days later, doesn't have an offer. I'm told, have been told for a week now, that Charles was going to go. Charles says I don't have an offer. If he could triple his money, then I'm guessing Charles is going to take that offer. Yeah, Paul.
The most shocking part of that whole back and forth with you guys is when you said, Charles, you make about 20 total, and he kind of confirmed it, and you said, if they offer you triple, he's like,
He'd never been speechless on this show before.
Yeah, and you said back to him, if they don't offer you that, don't do it.
Yeah. And look, he can talk about selective outrage. And there is selective outrage. Do I agree with it? Going to the LIV Tour? I don't. I don't care what your format is and you're having fun and, you know, you're playing music and attracting a younger audience. I don't care. Just from what happened at 9/11 with the Saudis involved in that, I could never be involved in that. Never. I don't care how much money. Yes, Eaton.
Charles' entire salary playing? 43.5.
Yeah. Final hour coming up. More phone calls. Glad you're part of the program. Monday edition, 2 hours down, one more to go. One more item. We close out hour two. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride from the pandemic to inflation, but there is help on the way. If you're a business that has 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000. That's per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? You start by going to getrefunds.com. They do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Business of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those who had increases in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. You go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me to answer a few questions. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.